Hello, hello, hello. Here we are again, Auroville Radio, Marlenka with Sri Aurobindo's Synthesis of Yoga, continuing at random in that great book. So we begin with, there are two signs of the transformation of the seeker's mind of knowledge and works of knowledge, from the process of the ignorance to the process of a liberated consciousness working partly, then wholly in the light of the Spirit. There is first a central change of the consciousness and a growing direct experience, vision, feeling of the Supreme and the cosmic existence, the divine in itself and the divine in all things. The mind will be taken up into a growing preoccupation with this first and foremost, and will feel itself heightening, widening into a more and more illumined means of expression of the one fundamental knowledge. But also, the central consciousness in its turn will take up more and more the outer mental activities of knowledge and turn them into a parcel of itself or an annexed province. It will infuse into them its more authentic movement and make a more and more spiritualized and illumined mind its instrument in these surface fields, its new conquests, as well as in its own deeper spiritual empire. And this will be the second sign, the sign of a certain completion and perfection, that the divine himself has become the knower and all the inner movements, including the activities of what was once a purely human mental action, and become his field of knowledge. There will be less and less individual choice, opinion, preference, less and less of intellectualization, mental weaving, cerebral galley slave labor. A light within will see all that has to be seen, and know all that has to be known, and develop, create, and organize. It will be the inner knower who will do in the liberated and universalized mind of the individual the works of an all-comprehending knowledge. Now, these two changes are the signs of a first effectuation in which the activities of the mental nature are lifted up, spiritualized, widened, universalized, liberated, and led to a consciousness of their true purpose as an instrumentation of the divine, creating and developing its manifestation in the temporal universe. But this cannot be the whole scope of the transformation, for it is not in these limits that the integral seeker can cease from his ascension or confine the widening of his nature. For if it were so, knowledge would still remain a working of the mind, liberated, universalized, spiritualized, but still, as all mind must be, comparatively restricted, relative, imperfect in the very essence of its dynamism. It would reflect luminously great constructions of truth, but not move in the domain where truth is authentic, direct, sovereign, and native. There is an ascension still to be made from this height, by which the spiritualized mind will exceed itself and transmute into a supramental power of knowledge. Already in the process of spiritualization, it will have begun to pass out of the brilliant poverty of the human intellect. It will mount successively into the pure, broad reaches of a higher mind, and next into the gleaming belts of a still greater free intelligence illumined with a light from above. At this point, it will begin to feel more freely, admit with a less mixed response the radiant beginnings of an intuition, not illumined but luminous in itself, true in itself, no longer entirely mental, and therefore subjected to the abundant intrusion of error. Here, too, is not an end, for it must rise beyond into the very domain of that untruncated intuition, the first direct light from the self-awareness of essential being, and, beyond it, attain that from which this light comes. For there is an overmind behind mind, a power more original and dynamic, which supports mind, sees it as a diminished radiation from itself, and uses it as a transmitting belt of passage downward, or an instrument for the creations of the ignorance. The last step of the ascension would be the surpassing of overmind itself, or its return into its own still greater origin, its conversion into the supramental light of the divine gnosis. For there, in the supramental light, is the seat of a divine truth consciousness that has native in it, as no other consciousness below it can have, the power to organize the works of a truth which is no longer tarnished by the shadow of the cosmic inconscience and ignorance. There to reach and thence to bring down a supramental dynamism that can transform the ignorance is the distant but imperative supreme goal of the integral yoga. As the light of each of these higher powers is turned upon the human activities of knowledge, any distinction of sacred and profane, human and divine, begins more and more to fade until it is finally abolished as otios. For whatever is touched and thoroughly penetrated by the divine gnosis is transfigured and becomes a movement of its own light and power, free from the turbidity and limitations of the lower intelligence. It is not a separation of some activities, but a transformation of them, all by the change of the informing consciousness that is the way of liberation, an ascent of the sacrifice of knowledge to a greater and ever greater light and force. All the works of mind and intellect must be first heightened and widened, then illumined, lifted into the domain of a higher intelligence, afterwards translated into workings of a greater non-mental intuition, these again transformed into the dynamic outpourings of the overmind radiance, and those transfigured into the full light and sovereignty of the supramental gnosis. It is this that the evolution of consciousness in the world carries prefigured but latent in its seed and in the straining, tense intention of its process. Nor can that process, that evolution, cease till it has evolved the instruments of a perfect in place of its now imperfect manifestation of the Spirit. I think we shall pause at this point. Although it's short in minutes, it's quite full in content. So until the next episode, hopefully in 1 week, signing off for now. Thanks for listening. Oroville Radio.
This is Oroville Radio, voices from the City of Dome.